Okay, everybody. Today's daf is daf Nun Dalet. We're starting a brand new perek, the final perek in Mesechtes Brachos. As Remendel Argaba already announced earlier today, we're on our march to the Siyum Hashas. Zok the Mishnah. Haroyim Mokim Shenasa by Nisim Yisrael. A person who went through a place, he came to a place where Nisim were for Kai Yisrael. We'll see Mitchem examples shortly in the Mishnah and in the Gemara. For instance, a person comes to the Yamsuf and knows where. Can you put your phone on mute? Mute.
Sorry, mute your phone, please. Mute your phone. Your sounds are coming through. They're disturbing us.
So, Roy Mokim Shinasa by Nisim Yisrael, whoever comes to a place and sees where Nisim took place to Klai Yisrael, the Gemara will give an example. For instance, if he knows where Moshe Rabbeinu and Klai Yisrael passed over the Yamsuf, where Yeshua passed through the Yarden, etc. We'll see Mechem a number of examples in the Gemara. He has to make a bracha, baruch she'osa Nisim la v'yisayinu b'mokim hazeh. The focus of the Mishnah is on communal Nisim, Nisim that happened to Klai Yisrael. We'll see in the Gemara, what about if a person had a private ness happening to him, whether or not he should go and make a similar bracha. Mokrim she'ekra b'mena avodah zarah. If he comes to a place in Eretz Yisrael where the avodah zarah was ne'ekra, he knows that they were, for instance, a whole bunch of bamos bo'al, and they were all destroyed, all removed. He makes a bracha, oyim baruch she'okar avodah zarah mi'atzeinu. Each time when the Gemara brings the Mishnah, it says Baruch, we mean the entire Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. The Rabbeinu HaKadosh is just being Mekatzer. That's what Tosfos says on the second, third line from the top. It's a full-fledged bracha from Baruch through HaOlam, and then continue on. In this case, Shachar Avodah Zarah. Al Azikim Al Azvoyi V'Ara Omen V'Ala Ruchayitz V'Ala Brokim Oyim Baruch Shekoichu V'Rosem Molei Olam. Zikim, we're going to have a Shaila in the Gemara. One of the pshatim will be a comet. Zvois are earthquakes. Ru'amim are thunder. The alaruchois means big winds. The alabrokim means lightning. And all of these, you say, Baruch Shekoich Ros Mali Olam. We are lightning, we go and say, Oisemas Bereshis. But that's what you state in the Mishnah. Alahorim alagvois alayamim bi'alan horis. The alam midboris. If you see very, very distinctive horim midboris. I don't mean if you just go to the Catskills and you saw mountains. Talk about major mountains like Mount Everest, for instance. But alagvois alayamim bi'alan horis, bi'alan midboris. Oimri makes a bracha, baruch oise. And the side it adds the word masa, baruch oise mas bereshis. One makes that bracha on all of these very wondrous, special things.
Why do you make a bracha on an earthquake? It's a disaster.
Why do you make a bracha on a...
earthquake.
On an earthquake? Why do you make a bracha every time there's a terrible thunder? People are shaking and they're all trembling and nervous.
Because no harm befalls them. It's only a cold. Yeah. Earthquake can harm.
For sure.
Say baruch dynamis or something, but not...
Koich v'rosim mali olam means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is showing off his great power and his great might in the world by causing this earthquake or by causing this major thunder or major lightning. You can pretty shook up also if you...
lightning does kill.
Yeah, it can kill, and chas v'shalom, and the thunders can be also...
Right.
Anyway, the point is, this is koich v'rosim mali olam. This is not a bracha we're thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the earthquake.
His power,
his acknowledgement of his major power, like Uri says. Yes,
praise.
Exactly. Say praise. Yes, exactly right. Oimer makes baruch oisem masbereshes. Rabbi Yehuda oimer harayas yam hagadol oimer. A person who sees the yam hagadol says baruch she'os es yam hagadol. So what exactly is the yam hagadol? Is a shaila among the mafarshim. Some say, like you said, the Atlantic Ocean. Some say it's referring to the Mediterranean Sea. Some say that Atlantic Ocean is just one example of all the oceans, because all the oceans are connected somewhere, either the north or south, the east or the west, and therefore it's referring to any major ocean as opposed to any small lake or small river. And when we said before the Naharais in the previous man, the Amar, we didn't mean any river. When you see the Hudson River, you don't have to make the bracha. The bottom Tosfos says it's got to be the Arba Naharis that you have in the Pasuk, Chidekel Ufros, back in Bereishis, as well as the Pishoin and the Gichoin. Those are the four which are mentioned in Bereishis. So we're talking about the four lakes, not the four lakes here in America, but the four lakes near Eretz Yisrael.
Do we know how to identify these four rivers?
The Chidek and the Pros?
The Euphrates and the Tigris, right?
There is something to call today the Euphrates and Tigris. Well, that's the same as those. I'm assuming that they are, but I'm not the historian. And if you, when you get to those rivers, you can start asking around whether or not anybody remembers if they're still there from Sheshi Shemei Breishis. Because it has to be very, very old, nothing new. Anyway, so all of these you make the bracha. It's interesting, Rabbi Yehuda says on the Yam HaGadol, you make a special bracha, Baruch Sha'asa, as a Yam HaGadol. The reason for that, Rashi says, is because Rabbi Yehuda gives it a bracha with the Atzwe because of its great chashivus. You see the Rashi in the Prokim, six lines from the top. It's so choshev, it has its own bracha. And the Vilna Goyen says, this is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitosai, that Rabbi Yehuda always believes in as much specificity as possible. And you remember when we talked about yirokos, which are growing from the ground, there too he said, you make a bracha boruch tishoim, as opposed to the boirei pri hadama, also to indicate that they are, each min is a separate bifnei atzmai, and give it a special bracha. So the Yam HaGadol is so special, you give it its own special bracha. And the Mishnah says, "Bezman shereil leprakim." It's got to be that you see it only from time to time. How much is prakim? So the Mefarshim say that means once every 30 days. The Taptosis says once every 30 days, because if you see it more often than that, then it's nothing miraculous, it's nothing special, it's it's a daily occurrence, and therefore you would not make a bracha. Question is whether this only refers to Rabbi Yehuda, referring to the Yam HaGadol, or whether it's also referring to any of the earlier phenomena that we spoke about, like the Horem, the Gvois, the Yam and the Horus, etc., where there too you have the same shear of his Manchurei Leprakim. We'll see much more in the Gemara as we get to it. The question, of course, is how come we don't make many of these brachas today? So some say it's because of this Manchurei Leprakim. Meaning years ago, a person in his entire lifetime might not have ever seen the Atlantic Ocean or Mount Everest. But today, people, if they don't actually see them, they see the pictures and they see the videos and all the rest. So therefore, it's almost like this Machareh Leprakim. You see it so often, it's no great wonder when you see it. Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it already. Alek Shom Vyal Shomim and on Psura Saiva said here, good to Psura, Oime makes a bracha borach atoy vihametiv. Al Psura is rois, Oime borach daina emes. Al Gemara, our Mishnah has the Girsa Besurais rois. Rashi later on in Daf Samach, when he quotes our Mishnah, he quoted Al Shmois rois. And in fact, if you see that there's a base there, he also brings there, I don't know if something happened or not, I don't know if he's still connected or not, based on this, Ef Shinish. But is that
it's just
a different screen?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Is he connecting?
Hold on. I think.
Okay. Shmois. So whilst he's looking it up,
Shai, can you hear us?
Shmois is.
Okay. Very good. Okay. I go back. Put
your mute back on. Bye. Beautiful. So you notice it's always base is Shmois. And then he brings it from the Gilyaim, but it's also Rashi later on Daf Samach on the base. Rashi, when he's quoting a Mishnah, he also says Shmuel. Rashi there is Rashi Divra Maschel Hachi Garsinan, about 10 lines before the bottom of Samach on the base. Ilan Kishem Shavuach Al Tevah Tevah Meitev. Come about Harav Tevah Meitev. Vatanan Al Bsurois Tevis Oimah Tevah Meitev. Al Shmuel Rois. He says Baruch Tainemus. Why over here does it say Bsurois? Mendy, why did he say Besurais and there it says Shmois by Shmois Rois? And the reason is because everybody likes to go and report good tidings. When you hear a good Mazel Tov, a Besura Toiva, lots of people come over and tell you, oh, did you hear a Mazel Tov? Oh, yeah, I already heard, yeah, Mazel Tov, Simcha. But Chas Shom, if something is never not a good news, the people try to, they don't want to be the bearer of bad tidings, so most people, they don't go around telling. There are people, of course, that have nothing else to do, so they, they yap all day. But most people, when they have a Chas Shom, a bad psura, they don't go and like spreading the word. This is another going. On psura is toy voice, because the word psura is from Russian, mavaser, the reporter. There'll be lots and lots of reporters that are going to go and tell you the good news. Into Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, you make a bracha. But it's not going to be that many mevasrim of rois. It's only you're going to have to go and listen carefully to hear, Chas V'Shalom, a bad psura, because people are not going to want to share the bad news. So it's going to be Shmuis Rois when you listened intently and you heard, oh, I heard Nebuch this bad Psura, this bad Shmua. Then he makes a Boruch Dain Emes, and that's the difference for the terminology between Psura and Shmua. Bana Bayis Chodesh, a person went and built now a brand new home, or Kana Kelim Chadoshim, Oyim Boruch Shechion, Vikimenu, Yonu Lazman Hazem. Mavorach, and that's the same thing today, when a person gets a new suit. In the good old days, a person got one new suit every 40 years. So, of course, he made a shechiyana. Today, many people buy three suits at one time every year. So, you know, it's no great shakes, and that's why many of these brachas are not as popular, if you will, as they used to be. Mavorach al harah me'ein al ha'toyva, ha'toyva me'ein al harah. What does that mean? Mavorach al harah me'ein al ha'toyva. Mitchum, we're going to see in the Gemara, we're talking about a situation where there was a short-term good news, but it's long-term bad news, or vice versa. It's short-term bad news, but it's going to turn out to be a mitzvah good news. Moore gives an example. For instance, if someone had a major flood of his field, for this year, short-term, it's ruined all of the crops. But as a result of this flood, the earth of this field is now much more fertile and much more moist than it's ever been in the last 50 years. And yet, next year and the year after, the crops are going to be really grand. So therefore, Mavorach al harah, initially, it's bad news. Me'ein al ha'toyva, but if you look to the prospects for the future, long-term, it's going to be good news. And the same thing, vice versa. Ha'toyva me'ein al harah. So the question is, which bracha should you make? So you make the short-term bracha. You make the Mavorach al harah, because that you know for sure. That's short-term. You see the bad, that there's been this flood. Hopefully, Me'at Hashem, it's going to be al ha'toyva. And at that time, you'll think about making Mavorach ha'toyva me'ein. But in the meantime, you go and make on the short-term, not on the long-term.
We don't still make the bracha on the Shabbat, do we?
Presumably only in a case where there's been a drought for a long period of time. Here, throughout the year in America, for instance, as you know, it can rain in the middle of the summer. In Eretz Yisrael, it usually doesn't rain from Shavuos time till Sukkot time, as a general rule. And unfortunately, there have been many years where there have been terrible droughts, and people have gotten together for Tillim and for Tanesim and all the rest. So presumably it's saying, in a situation where finally there's Gisham. In the times of Leo and Novi, they didn't have Gisham for 3 years. So that was a major, can you imagine, at that time everybody said Shechianu Metagans, or at least a Metiv, with the Gans Kavan.
When we say Baruch Dynamis now, we don't say the whole Baruch Abad Hashem Kamachalam. We say Baruch Dynamis.
That's if you happen to be a non-member of the family. If Chas Hashem, a person happens to be someone who's going to have to sit Avelus and is writes in Kriya, then they say the whole Baruch Abad Chas Hashem.
How did our minute come around to say lightning, ice, and ice verses when the Mishnah would say
lightning? That's a good question. Presumably there'll be a Bryce in the Gemara that's going to have a Machloikis. Another man Yom will say differently, and they'll pass them like that. Mitchum, wait until we get it. Vatzeg v'shaver, a person who's never crying about historical events, what happened in the past, how does it feel a shav? There's no purpose in crying over what happened. Yeah, you can cry, but no purpose in being mispalt to Kadosh Baruch Hu, try to reverse what already happened. It's already a historical fact. So you ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bakasha ala Osid, but there's no purpose in going and having tfilis on Shavar. For instance, Hoyz Ishtu Muberes, what happens if his wife is already Muberes? She's already pregnant. Vayim, he says, now Yirotzin Shetelet Ishti Zach Alavai, my wife should have a Zachar. I didn't feel the show. It's ridiculous because she is already pregnant with either the Zachar or the Geva.
It's already determined.
It's already determined. Only the times of Dina, which of course was miraculous. Right. But that was a miracle. We're talking about under normal situations, therefore you don't go and be mispal on something which is already history. A person is traveling, and from the outskirts of the city, he already hears that there's major, major noise, major commotion. He hears fire engines, he hears ambulances, and he hears, ooh, a lot of noise. No, I give you a tefillah, this should not be in my house. Has it tefillah shop? Because it's already in his house or it's not in his house. To go and say, of course, if it's a question of fire that might spread, is a different story. But in the case where it's an isolated thing in one house, no purpose in his saying, oh, Rabbi Yisholim, please, it shouldn't be my house. It's already happened already. What he can say is, Chas Hashem, if it's in my house, Kadosh Baruch Hu, make sure that everything should work out as best as possible with the least amount of damage and harm, etc. Person who's going into a city, and Rashi says in particular a dangerous city. We don't mean Shtami just going from town to town or just traveling. If you go into a dangerous city, Mispal Shtami, you should make a double tefillah, Achas b'chisos, the Achas b'tziyos. Once when you go in, and once when you go out. What bracha do you make? or what tefillah do you say? Says Rashi, Achas Bechlisosim, Mispalish Ikonis Lasholem. He's going into a dangerous city. There are a lot of hoodlums over there. There are a lot of gangsters. He should go in the Sholem. And Mitziyasa, when he leaves, it's also Mispalish Yetzel Lasholem. That when he leaves, it's also, they shouldn't go and trip him up at the last moment as he's leaving the city. As they learned Rashi. Let's see what Ben Azai says. Ben Azai, Omer Arba, he says four tefillahs. Shtam b'chlisasi two when he comes in. Shtam b'tiyasi two when he leaves. No, he's in a doa alisha. Avar v'tzoyik ala osir. In both cases, when a person comes into the city, first he says, Baruch Shalom, thank you that Baruch Hashem I got here safely. And number two, I ask you that Amir Hashem, everything should go well in this city, which is a dangerous city. Now, I'm not making up that it's dangerous. Rashi already says that this krach is talking about Shem Mitzuyim, Moishlim, Ro'im, Umechapsim, Alivais. You have a bad government, you have bad police, and they're only trying to go and find pretexts to be able to arrest people and go and squeeze them for money and cause them all types of tzuris. So, Noisa Noidua, so says Ben Azai, when you come into the city, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, I got here, the Shalom, and I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that everything should go well here in the city. And when he's about to leave, again the same thing, Baruch Hashem, I got through the city safely, and now I'm going traveling further, everything should go well. So based on this Ben Azai, some disagree with Rashi, and they say that the Tanakhama, when he said, Mispal Shtayim Achas Bechnisos, Achas Bitziyosai, Achas Bechnisos, because it's a dangerous city, Yitzoyik Allah Osir, Kadosh Baruch Hu, make sure that everything will be well. I shouldn't, Chas Hashem, get harmed or damaged in the city. Achas Bitziyosai, when he's leaving, then he thanks the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hoito Al Shavar, Baruch Hashem, my tefillahs were niskabel, I got through this major travail, and I'm Baruch Hashem traveling from it. So if instead of Rashi saying that it's in each case a tefillah on the Asid, according to this other pshat, when he's leaving the city, he's no longer giving a tefillah, but rather he's giving haidah, thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that everything went fine. Just like you make a bracha when everything is great and everything is grand, you have to go and thank Hashem even when things do not appear so grand. Shenema. And the actual raya to this Chayiv Odom is going to be in three or four lines. But in the meantime, we bring the famous Chazal. What's the b'cholavavcha b'shnei yitzurecha, yitzatoyv v'yitzara? It could have said b'chol libcha. After all, Leiv only has one beis. Why do we have two beis? Well, two beis, I'm going to tell you, two yitzar. The yitzatoyv yitzara, you have to go and thank Hashem and love Hashem with both the yitzar. Even Chas Hashem, if it's a situation where the person is pikuach nefesh, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take away his life, nevertheless, you still have to go and have us Hashem. But all of your money that you have, all of your possessions, you have to be willing to forfeit everything in your love and obedience to Hashem. Now the raya of the kishem shemavorach alarok shemavorach alatoyva, that's the dobarachet. Not that b'chol mo'idcha means ma'moincha, b'chol mida u'mida shemoidin l'cha. Have you moidin l'cha? No matter what person, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets out to this person, whether it's great news or chas v'shalom, it's punishment, whatever happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I thank you and I love you for everything that you've done. So that's the shenemar. He said, Chayiv on l'varcha l'rach, Hashem l'varcha l'atoyim, v'shenemar, it's this b'chol mo'idcha, b'chol mida u'mida shemoidin l'cha. If you happen to be in the old city and you are standing opposite where the Beis Hamikdash stood, and you know exactly where the opening was to the door of the Shaar Mizrach, since when you come into the Shaar Mizrach, you continue on into the Ulam, and into the first into the Azor, into the Ulam, to the Heichal, Kodesh Kadoshim, it's all one path. So if you're in that direction, make sure don't be Mekel Roishoy, don't act in a frivolous manner. And therefore, loyikonis b'harabayis b'makloy u'b'menoloy u'b'ndosoy u'b'avak sh'oraglov loyasenika pandria. When you're going on the harabayis, be very, very careful. Don't go and take your makl, your shtekin. U'b'menoloy, don't go with shoes. U'b'ndosoy, don't go with your money belt. U'b'avak sh'oraglov, also not with any dust on your feet. V'loy yasenika pandria, don't make it into a shortcut. And urkikim kalvachoyim, and kalvachoyim avada, don't go and spit out on the harabayis, because that would be disrespectful. So all of these things is to go and show that this is a very, very elevated designated place of great Kedusha. You have to have great reverence and awe for this place, and therefore don't just go and walk around. And this, hopefully they should go and put this up on the signs to all those people that go in the Harabayas today, that they should realize that you have to go with, even putting aside the question of Yotameh, Nishtameh, you have the issue of the people go there and they take, you know, they don't take pictures and they dance and they do this and they that, and they're not dressed properly and all the rest of it. Right, the kol choismei bracha shemamigdish hoyu oimem ad hu oilam. We of course go and say when we make a bracha, baruch atah Hashem lekenu melech oilam. However, Rashi brings from Masechtas Tanis that in the Beis Hamikdash the nusach habracha was different than ours. So, for instance, if you look at the Rashi, kol choismei bracha shemamigdish hoyu oimem ad hu oilam. Masechtas Tanis amrinan. Number one, ein oin on my English, they didn't say amen. And mavorach oimer b'seif kol bracha. When a person would make a bracha, he'd say baruch ato Hashem, not elokeinu melech oilam, but elokei Yisrael min hu oilam the ad hu oilam. You take out the word baruch choinin hadoas. So when you went through the Shemoneh Esrei would have been fairly lengthy because you'd have to go and say in the Shemoneh Esrei each time baruch ato Hashem elokei Yisrael min oilam ad oilam choinin hadoas. Or whatever the way you end off. Well, we're not up to that yet, but you're right. Shivena vina sarsecha, hamachzir b'shuva, and the same thing as the Gabi Slachlonu, and all the other brachas in Shemoneh Esrei, each time you have to say that lengthy brach. As we'll see in Yet Shem in the Rashi, in the Mishnah, initially, in the good old days, in the Mikdash Rishon, they didn't say, minu oilam b'ad oilam, they just said, Ad oilam, without the minu oilam, the ad oilam. And what was the answer that people gave? Instead of saying amen, they would answer Baruch Shem Kavoy Machus Lioilam Voy. It's only later on that they changed the nusach from just ad oilam to minhu oilam, the ad hu oilam. The reason why they did that is we'll see Mechem in the Mishnah because of the apikorsim that were giving lots of tzuris. So getting back to the Mishnah, when you made a bracha in the Beis Hamikdash, they just said Baruch Ato Hashem Elokei Yisrael Ad Hu Oilam, and then Chayin Aduas. Mishkilku Haminim, when the Apikorsim made Tzaris, va'omru Ein Oilam Elo Echad, there's only one Oilam because you just said Ad Hu Oilam. Then the Skilu Shehu Oimim Minu Oilam Yad Oilam. Then they added the Minu Oilam Ad Oilam to signify or to manifest that there are two Oilamas. There's the Oilam Hazeh and the Oilam Haba, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is gebenched from one Oilam to the other. The Skilu Shehu Odom Shoyl Eshlein Chaveru B'Shem. They also misaken that when a person greets someone else, he can greet him with Hashem's name. We don't mean with the person's name, that you don't need a special takana. You don't have to go and say, the chomu misaken, you can call Jack and say, hi Jack. But rather, what we're saying is, that you can go and greet Jack by saying, Hashem should be with you. And that presumably is the makar that we say, Shalom Aleichem, because the Medrash says that Shalom itself is one of the names of Hashem, and that's why there are people, when they write the word Shalom, they don't write out with the mem at the end, they just do Shin Lamed Vav, with a strechel, or they made a dash, and then they put the mem to indicate this could be one of the names of Hashem. So, they were saying that you can go and be Shloim Chaveira B'Shem Shenema. Where do we find the first biblical riot to this source? Says, Hashem Imokam. Oh, so he went and said Hashem's name. If you don't mind, we already have one, so if you want, you can take both on, put in your hand. Okay, I'll put it on the floor. Continuing on, so the Mishnah says, Vaita, that if you want, you can go and greet someone by saying, Hashem Imochem, or Hashem with you. So they responded in kind, Yivrech Hashem, like we say, Aleichem Shalom. What is that referring to? So Rashi says, Hashem Imcha Gibracha, is referring to the Malach that greeted Gidoin, and he said to him also, Hashem Imcha. So he also said Hashem. And each time, of course, when we're saying Hashem, we don't mean just saying Hashem, we're saying Hashem's name. And we have another pasuk, Al Tobus Ki Zikne Imcha. What is this pasuk all about? So Rashi tells us that the Gemara is already going to tell us, but Rashi already tells us what the Gemara is going to say, that the Al Tobus Ki Zikne Imcha, it should not be mevuzah in your mind or in your brain or in your heart, anything that you see from the Ziknei Hu'uma. Any custom that is a custom in Klal Yisrael, don't be mevuzah. You should assume that this has good roots. Ki Ziknei Imcha, that you're, here is referring, the Imcha is referring to the Umma. Zikna means that the seniors of the Umma have a particular custom, so it shouldn't be mevuzah. You should rather go and follow it and accept it. The times that you do for Hashem, you made for the Torah. What is this all about? Even though normally don't say Hashem's name, Livatala, however, sometimes the Feirut Tersech, the Chacham said, and this is not just a recent innovation, this goes back already to Boyaz, that you are allowed to go and say Hashem's name in blessing somebody else, and that's not considered to be saying Hashem's name in vain. Whether Reb Nosson is arguing, or whether he's adding, whether he's explaining, Mitchum will see in the Gemara. Anyway, we started off the Mishnah saying that a person who sees Nisim that Nasa L'Klai Yisrael, he should make a special bechel bracha, baruch she'asa Nisim la'b'yiseinu b'mokam hazeh. Fekti moment on immediately, what's the makar that you're supposed to make a bracha on a Nes? Yisrael had heard about the great Nisim that happened to Klai Yisrael, and he made a Baruch Hashem. It's a chasimah that you're supposed to go and make a bracha. You're supposed to go and thank Hashem for Nisim that happened.
But that wasn't at the place where the Nisim happened when Yisrael said it. There was after subsequent, either a few weeks later, next year, depending on when you think Parshas Yisrael occurred. Mm-hmm. So how it's Mokum Hazeh, that's the pivot of the question.
No, the pivot of the question was, how do you know you make a bracha b'chlal? Even if you know there's a big sign saying, here was Kriyas Yamsef. In fact, you can watch a video of Moshe Rabbeinu taking everybody across, and you know for sure that this is where it happened. How do you know you make a nes? How do you know you make a bracha? Maybe say Kapitul Tillim, maybe you're supposed to go and take a video, you're supposed to take out your camera, everybody sits, stand together and smile. I mean, how do you know that you're supposed to make a bracha? Right, right, you make a bracha is from Yisrael. About the details, where, when, what, that Chazal already will masakin, that you don't go and just make the bracha anywhere. Otherwise, let's make a bracha over here. Oh, I remember Kriyas Yamsef. Let's go make a bracha now and thank Hashem. No, it's got to be in Mokam Hazeh. Why Yisrael didn't? Because this was before, the Yisrael was before the ultimate takana when they were masakin to make this bracha for Klai Yisrael. But this is the Makar where we find the first time in history somebody making a bracha on Hatzolah Derab. Sounds like only a Nisa and Nisa Shlavi Seinu. Sorry?
Baruch Hashem.
So how come the Gemara doesn't bring that?
Right.
How come the Gemara doesn't bring
him? I don't know. He said it for
a Favram.
Okay, we have to look up the exact Nusach and look up the Mefarshim. It's a very good question. Shkoyach Dr. Govav. By the way, did you have a chance to ask your competent Orthodox rabbi the questions that you asked already yesterday? And Zeman and everything? No? Not yet. Okay, Mitchell, you get a chance.
Where's the Kachkoff?
Okay, anyway. So let's continue on. So the Gemara says, Anisa Drama Varchinan. Exactly. Anisa Drama Varchinan, Anisa Diyachad Leim Varchinan. Says the Gemara by the fact that it says in the Mishnah, Horei Mokish Rasta by Nisim Lachli Yisrael. And he makes a Brach Rasta Yisrael. But he says, you know, it sounds like it's got to be Nisim Ram. What happens if you own private nest? The Mishnah doesn't mention it. Sounds like in a private nest, you don't make a Brach. Afraid you more Baha Hawi Gabra. Tabak Oslami Eber Yamina. A person was traveling and he came, Okozal, the Eber Yamina, came to Eber Yamina. And Nofal Alei Arya. And an Ari jumped on him, and everybody assumed he should start saying Vidui and Shema Yisrael. And this Abed Nisa of Itzel Minei Baruch Hashem, he was Nitzel from this Ari. Also, the Kam Derovi came from the Rova. Amalei Kol Amos, the Moth is awesome. Whenever you reach that spot where the Ari was, make a bracha baruch and go and thank Hashem baruch she'osli nes b'mokam hazeh. You're not going to go and say baruch she'osli nisim la b'yisein b'mokam hazeh, baruch she'osli nes b'mokam hazeh. And similarly, Mar Barei Darvina have a kozel b'paksa de arvis. He was going paksa de arvis. Rashi says paksa means a bika, the valley of arvis. B'tzoch lamaya, and he was very thirsty. Isabli nisa ibrile eina demaya. A brand new mayon grew out of nowhere, a well, a spring, a stream. The ishtadi drank, and the suzim nechoda, and a subsequent occurrence was the same individual. Avikozel baristika de mechoyza. Actually, baristika means the shuk, the marketplace of the city or town of mechoyza. Went off a lake, gamla pritza, and there was this wild gomel. Gomel, of course, is a camel. Apparently, he had rabies of some sort, and he went and jumped on him. Isparkle ashita. When this happened, pink at that time, there was a minor building collapse where one of the walls of the house that was right next to where he was standing fell. only Gaboy, he was able to go and go into that house, and apparently the hole was big enough for him, but it wasn't big enough for the Gomel, and Baruch Hashem, he was saved from this wild Gomel. Says the Mishnah, Kimotali Arvis, whenever he came subsequently to the place, Arvis, that was the Pax of the Arvis, he made a bracha, Baruch, Baruch, Sheosali, Nes, the Arvois, that's the first case, will be Gomel, the case of the Gomel, the second. Kimotal Ristika, the Machoiza, when he would come to Ristika, the Machoiza, then Baruch, he would make a bracha, Baruch, Baruch, Sheosali, Nes, but Gomel, Uva Arvis. Therefore, each time he remembered not only the local Nes, but also the other Nes, and each time he mentioned the local Nes first, because that's the main reason why he's making the bracha. But he wanted to go and thank Hashem, but not only do I thank you for what you did today, but what you did yesterday, what you did last year, I remember each time the Nes that you did, specially for me. The Mefarshim ask, how come, in the first case it's Arvis Ubin Gomel, so here we're talking about the place, and here we're talking about the Gomel, why does it say in both cases, for instance, Ba'arvis Ubin Mechoyza, or Ba'ena Demaya Ubin Gomel? The Mefarshim talk about what the reason is for that. Anyway, so bottom line is, what do I see from this? That in addition to the Inyan of Nisa Deravin, there's also an Inyan of Nisa Deyachin. Says Imar Amri, 100%. And Nisa Deravin, Kuli Alma Mechayv Lebruch. When talking about Nisa Deravin, everybody in Klal Yisrael, if he comes to the place where Moshe Rabbeinu crossed the Yamsuf, there you got to make a bracha, everybody. And Nisa Deyachin, you have the bracha. And Nisa Deyachin, only the Yachin that was affected by this Nes. Even though my best friend Barry had a Nes happening to him 3 days ago, wherever, and I passed that place, I wouldn't make the bracha, only he would, because it happened to him, it didn't happen to me. So therefore, Amish is telling you the communal requirement of the bracha, as opposed to the individual requirement of the bracha. Taner Rabban, Haroyi Mabri Sayyad, Mabri Sayyad. Boy, it's Leibidik. Anyway,
putting on again, mute your phone.
Okay.
Unless it's been disconnected.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, he was overwhelmed by all of these nisim, and that's what made me start making a bracha. Anyway, Taner Rabban. So now the Braisa enumerates a whole bunch of public nisim that occurred to Klal Yisrael. The first couple are going to be fairly obvious, and the others are going to be a little bit more obscure. And the Gemara is going to explain each and every one of the nisim. The first one is Aroya Mabris Yam, the place where Moshe Rabbeinu crossed over the Yamsuf together with Klal Yisrael, Mabris Yarn, the place where Yeshua took Klal Yisrael through the Yarn, Mabris Nachle Arnoin, Avnei Algabish, the Moirid Beis Choyroin, the Evan Shebikesh Lizraik Oig Melech Haboshan Al Yisrael, the Evan Sheyoshav Olea Moshe Beshosha Osa Yeshua Melchama Ba'amolek, the Ishtoi Shaloit, V'choymes Yerichoi Shenivlo B'mkoyma, all of these things are cool and Tzorach She'itun Oido B'shevach Omni Amokim. He has to thank Hashem. Zog Dimar, Mishlo Mabra Seyam D'chsib V'yivoy B'nei So B'sech Hayom B'yabasha. We all know the story of Moshe Rabbeinu and Kriyas Yamsuf. Good. If you come to the place of Kriyas Yamsuf, you have to make a bracha. Marvus Yarn Dechsid, the Yamdur Kahan, Noise Oren, Bris Hashem, Becharov, Betoch Yardin. They stood in the dry land inside the Yardin. Hochei. Bechol Yisrael, even Becharov, everybody went through dry land through the Yardin. Arashetamu, Kol Agoy, Lavus Yardin. And then, of course, the waters came back together again. So, Tchanes, make a bracha. What's the Mabris Nachli Arnoin? So it's more Dechsev. It says in the Pasuk, Hakein Yomer, Sefer Muhammad Hashem, Ezvoy Besufa, that's in the Cholam Arnoin. So everybody knows this limud because Rashi brings it in Chumash, where the Gemara is going to tell us the great nisim that happened in that place. Tana, in the Brice we learned, although it says Ezvoy Besufa, the word Ezvoy, the Gemara is darshaning as if there are two individuals. One's name is Es, and the other one's name is Hev. Es, and the Vav instead of Vav with a kamatz, it's as if it has a Shva. Es, and Vihev, Besufa. What's meant Es and Hev, Besufa? Shnei Mitzrayim Hayu, there were two Mitzrayim, and their names were Es and Hev. Then Mahalcha Mitzrayim Machan Yisrael, Besufa, they were walking at the end of Klal Yisrael because of the fact that Mitzrayim has to be in the Shalech, Chutz L'Sholish Machnois. So they were traveling together with Klal Yisrael, but all the way in the back. Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael was prepared to start going through a particular region, also Amirayim, the Amorites came, and Avdi Luhu Nikirusa, that they did is, the Klal Yisrael was supposed to go through a valley, and on two sides of the valley you had mountains, and they made caves inside the mountains, v'toshu behind, and they hid in those caves. And Amrin, they said, ki chalfi Yisrael hacha, when Klai Yisrael is going to go down through the valley in between the two mountains, nachtalina, we're going to go and throw all types of rocks and stuff on them, and we're going to go and kill all of them. So Habiyadi, and they didn't know the Oren Habimaski Kamayu, the Yisrael, they didn't know that the Oren traveled to them with the Shvira Saluchois, that traveled in front of them, Abba Mamech Luhu Turimekamayu, and it would go and level out all of the mountains that were in front of them, so they wouldn't have to go through a valley, they would go through a nice, plain, smooth surface. And therefore, guess what happened? Kim the Asa Oren, when the Oren came, Idbiku Turi Bahadi Adadi, the Oren miraculously caused the two mountains that were next to each other, with a valley in between, now to merge and become one. And as a result of Kaplinon, what happened was that all of those Emorites that were sitting there and waiting there and hiding there inside the mountainous caves, they all perished as a result. And Rashi in Chumash says that, in fact, that the other side of the mountain, you have protrusions that when the two mountains merged, the protruding rocks on one side miraculously went into the openings of the caves on the other side, and therefore everybody, unfortunately for them, they were all squeezed to death. And as a result, the Nachas Demayu, then their dam, their blood, went and ran down the hills, the Nachli Arnoin, into the Necholim, into the rivers, the brooks there of Arnoin. Ki also Es and Hev, Chozu Doma, they were all the way at the end of the Machane, they saw what was going on, the dam was flowing, Chanafik Mibenituri, between the mountains. Also, Amalei Yisrael, they went to Klai Yisrael, you fellows don't even realize what just happened now. This tremendous mess that we just saw, we see all the blood that's running, it must be because there were Emorim that were hiding there in the caves, etc. For all Moshirim that they said, Shira, Hindu, said, this is supposed to be Eshon and Cholam, Eshon, Nuch, Leshevis, Ar, Fenishan, Legvol, Moyav, the outpouring of the Necholim, these brooks, the rivers, Hashenot Leshevesar, which veered and detoured and moved over to the other side there in Ar, Benishan, and then they stopped there, the Gvul Moyav. So because of that, we say the Shira, and that's why if a person today were to know exactly where that place is, he would say a bracha of She'asanis Labisei. What's the Avni Al-Gabish? Says, you want my Avni Al-Gabish? Tona Avonim She'omdu Al-Gav Ish, the Yordu Al Gav Ish. Al Gabish is not the name of a place, but rather Al Gabish is like a Rosh Tevis, like a mnemonic, and it's talking about Al Gav Ish, meaning stones that hovered in midair over a person, and ultimately those stones, Yordu, they came down as a result of a person. Well, what do we mean? Omdu Al Gav Ish, then Moshe is talking about Moshe Ben, the Chsev, Vo Ish, Moshe, On Non Mi Oid. We're talking about in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu, this is in the times of the Eser Makos, and one of the Makos, of course, was Barad, and Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paray, no, what should we do with the Barad? He said, be Mispal, the Barad shouldn't go and come down anymore. Fine, say, be Mispal, be Yachla, Kodis, Barad, Mata, Leinitach Arza. That mid-ear, the Barad, these hailstones that were going to come down as a result of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, they stayed there in mid-air, just waiting for a future event. So, a person that was able to see that would be able to see the Barad just standing there in mid-air. That's the Avonim Al-Gav Ish, higher than the person, in this case, Moshe Rabbeinu. The reason why I refer to Ish is because Moshe Rabbeinu is Ish Moshe Anam Yart. Whatever happened to those hailstones? Yordu al gavish, said Yeshua. Tchsev kach lechos Yeshua benun ish asher ruach boy. Oh, so Yeshua also has the name Ish. Uksiv ayi benoisam nei bnei Yisrael heim b'moided beis chorina. Hashem hishachaleim avonim gitoyus. That subsequently, when Yeshua became in control and he had a big melchama in Eretz Yisrael against some of the enemies, so at that time the Kadosh Baruch Hu made a nest that all of those hailstones that were still up in the air, they all came down now, hit these enemies on the head, and then therefore the Klal Yisrael was victorious against them. So this is the Avni Al-Gabish, the Avonim that stood Al-Gabish, and then they were Yord Al-Gabish, they went up in the times of Moshe, and they came down in the time of Yeshua. I have no rais at all from Psukim. I have no basis for this. It's all based on Masaira, that what happened to Oig Mel Chabosh, a very famous story. How large is Machli Yisrael? It's three parsois altogether square. excuse me. How do we know it's three parsois? So Rashi brings from another Gemara, Masechtas Erevin, in the Rashi, which begins, Mach Yisrael Kam Mahabit Klos Parsi, Rashi about 15 lines from the top. So the Gemara brings from the Pasuk in Bamidbar, V'yachnu V'beisa Yishimois Ad Ovel Hashitim, V'yam Rabba Bachona, the Didi Chosili, I was there, Hahu Duchta, V'habus Klos Parsi, Orcha Klos Parsi, Pusya, it was three parsois, wide and long, square. So Oig wanted to go and kill Klal Yisrael, and he decided, you know what I'm going to do is, Omer Mach Yisrael Kamahava, how large is it? Klosa Parsi. Eiz V'akatura Bar Klosa Parsi. I'm going to pick up a huge mountain that has the same dimensions of three parsois. V'ishti Alay, and I'm going to go and throw it down on them, Miktalu, and I'm, as a result, I'm going to go and kill them. So Ozel, he went and did his terrible plan. And Ozel Okatura, he went and uprooted Atura, a mountain of Bar Klosa Parsi that was three parsois long, etc. V'ayis Oresh, and he put it over his head, ready to go and throw it down onto Kleiser. Isaac and Shabrichu Alei Kamtzi. Kadosh created small little ants that were working this major mountain. Vinikvua, and they made a hole in the base of that mountain. And the hole was large enough, the Menachas Mitzavre, that it fell down now from the hands of Oik, and now it became like a necklace around his neck. Hababoy Lemishlefas, he wanted to go and remove it by picking it up, but he couldn't. Because Mashchesh Shine Lahaygisa Ulahaygisa, Kadosh Baruch Hu created, made that Oig's teeth grew very, very extensively to the point that they were sticking into the mountain. And as he was trying to pull the mountain up, he was also going and giving himself a major toothache because the teeth were stuck in the sides of the mountain. And if he was not able to remove the mountain from his head, that's in the pasuk Shnei Rishoyim Shibarta, Kadosh Baruch Hu broke the shinaim, the teeth of Rishoyim. Look, Rishoyim Lakish, might say Shnei Rishoyim Shibarta, I think Shibarta Elisha Rivavta. Shrivavta means that Kadosh Baruch Hu caused them to go and extend and extend and extend until they got stuck there in the mountain over his head. Now, whatever happened to Oig? He's still standing there with a mountain over his head that he can't get out. So Mara tells us, Moshe Kamahava, how tall was Moshe Beinu? Eser Amos. He was huge. He was 10 Amos tall. How do I know that Moshe was so tall? So Rashi brings from another famous Gemara that it says in the Pasuk that Moshe Beinu was making as a Mishkan. And the Mishkan, we know the size of the Mishkan were Eser Amos Oirech Koresh. We're learning these psukim now in Truma Tetzava, the Yaakov Bakudei, that the Keresh, the length was 10, and the height of the Keresh was to its length. In other words, the Kroshim, the beams, the outside beams of the Mishkan were stood up, and therefore it's not only the length was 10, but now the height is 10. And as Moshe Beinu went and put them all up himself, and the assumption is he didn't do it with a ladder or with a step stool, but just standing on the ground, is the chasim that he was also 10 amos. What happened now to Moshe? Shokul Narga Bar Eser Amin. He went and took a Narga. Narga is some sort of instrument, of course, maybe an axe or some spear or some sort, which is 10 Amos long. Shovar Eser Amin. He went and jumped up 10 Amos from where he was standing. So now I have the benefit of 30 Amos from the ground, because he himself was 10 Amos. He jumped up 10 Amos, it's already 20. He's holding the spear, whatever. It's all to 10, so it's 30 altogether. And he was able to get to Umachi Bekarsle. He was able to go and hit at the ankles of Oik the Katle. What does it show you? That Oik obviously was really grand, really huge. Huge with a capital H. Moshe Beinu, we're talking about 30 Amos. He was able to get to his Karsalayim, to his ankles. You can imagine how tall he must have been. Okay, getting right to the Eben Chiyosha Waleh Moshe. If you know exactly which Eben Moshe Beinu sat on during the Mechom with Amalek, the Sivvi de Moshe Kabeinu, the Yichu Eben Yisim Batach, the Yeshu Waleh, and then of course Aaron Bechor, Tom Chor Biyadav, etc., etc., by the Mechom of Amalek. If you know where that Eben is, go and make the bracha of the Osa Nisa Lavi Seinu. This we do have knowledge where it is, because you can go to the local guides. They have at least 9 or 11 of these pillars of salt where they swear this was the pillar of salt of light. So if you believe them, then you can go and make your bracha. If you don't believe them, then don't make the bracha. Again, the times of Yeshua, that the Chaim of Yerichai not only did come falling down as a result of they went and they made all of they made the hakofis around and they blew the shofar, but it not only fell down, but it was also nivla, absorbed into the ground. The Gemara Mish Loime Kulu Nisa. All of them, I can understand that you're supposed to make the bracha. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a nes. El Ishe Shaloit Panusahu. The fact that she turned into a pillar of salt, we didn't have any hatzala from that, and obviously it was a punishment. So why do we make a bracha Ashas Nisa? Are we saying? And the Gemara Chayyad Yom the El Ishe Shaloit Panusahu. And the Gemara Panusa. It's a panus. The Gemara De Omar Baruch Taina Emes. When you see that the Ishtar Shaloit, you're not supposed to say Shas Nisla. We say you're supposed to make the bracha of Baruch Tain Emes. Pray tomorrow, Vahidah Veshevach Tani. Our Mishnah says that you're supposed to make a bracha of Vahidah Veshevach, that you thank Hashem for Nisim. It doesn't say about Baruch Tain Emes. And tomorrow, you're right, and we have to add a couple of words. Tani, Aloit Ve'al Ishtar and the Baruchim Shtayim. If you see where Loit was, and the Ishtar Shaloit Memele, that you can see if you know which pillar it is. If you have, look at the sign down below. If it's an authentic sign from a couple thousand years ago, you know, this was the Ishtar Shaloit. How do you know where Loit is? Loit, whatever. Maybe there's a caber of Loit. Anyways, Aloit Val Ishtar Mabaruch in Shtayim make two brachas. Al Ishtar Oimer, Baruch Tanhamas. Aloit Oimer, Baruch Zoicher Es HaTzadikim. The Tzadikim over here is not referring to Loit, it's referring to Avraham Avinu, as we'll see in another moment. And that's what Rashi says. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu B'Shas Kasher, Kadosh Baruch Hu Zoicher Tzadikim, even Kadosh Baruch Hu is furious against Klal Yisrael Chas V'Shalom, he remembers Tzadikim Shlema, V'Yi B'Shachis Elikim Es Ari Akikar, V'Yi Yisrael Elikim Es Avraham, V'Yi Shalach Es Loik Mitoicha Feicha, etc. So that's why you would go make the Bracha Shas Nisim, not because of Loit's wife, but because of Kadosh Baruch Hu remembering Avraham and saving Loit. Zokti Yomar Vaita, V'chaymas Yericha Shenivla, Freyti Yomar, V'chaymas Yericha Nivla, V'hanafla Shenema Yikishmoya Omes Kola Shaifa, V'yiru Ometrua Gedoyla, V'tipa L'chayme Tachdea, just as the Chayme fell down. How do you know that it was Nivla in the ground? You know, just the fact that the walls of Jericho fell down, isn't that enough to go and make the bracha? Why does it have to be Nivla in the ground? Evdemar Kim the Pussy, V'ruma Ki Hadoy Ninu, Mishumachi, Ivla, V'bui. What the Gemara is telling us is that the walls of Jericho were not only tall, but they're also very, very wide, very fat. And therefore, if they were to go and fall down, you wouldn't be able to tell that they fell down. When you have a large wall, which is 20 feet tall, and it's only 2 or 3 feet wide, when it falls down, then you can see all the rubble, which is over a large area. Assuming that the wall fell and didn't even break and just stayed one large wall, so now that wall that was 20 feet tall now is 20 feet on the ground, where previously the wall was only occupying 2 or 3 feet in its width. Now the whole wall falling down is now 20 feet. And even if it did break, okay, so didn't have 20 feet, 12 feet, 15 feet, 18 feet. But obviously you can tell that a wall has fallen. Over here, the choyme was so thick, it was just as thick as the height. So when it falls, okay, so you assume the whole thing will now fall kind of at an angle, but now it occupies the same amount of space that it occupied until now. Not in the same area, it's moved over 20 feet or 50 feet or whatever. But you really cannot see the building collapse or the wall collapse, because the same wall that was there before, it's on the side now, it's not on the top, but the lemaisa is basically the same. So Gemara, since to go and show that in fact that this is not just a trick or just a sleight of hand, but actually the whole thing fell, that Kadosh Baruch Hu made a mess, that it was Nivla in the ground. And the obvious question is, so how are you going to go and make the bracha on it? You'll never be able to see it if it's Nivla in the ground. So maybe the archaeologists dig it up, or maybe parts of it still remnants were still there on the ground that you could see. Okay.
Rachav lived in the wall.
I'm sorry, Nachman?
Rachav lived in the wall.
Okay, so you think she's also there underneath?
She sounds like she's underground.
She married Yeshua.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
No, but that was it. We got there.
Uh-huh. Okay, very good.
There's a basement apartment.
Arba'a tzvichin l'hoides. There are four that have to go and thank Hashem. And the thanks that we're talking about specifically is the bracha of Hagoymel, like we make Hagoymel at the Sefer Torah, for one of these four events that happens to a person. What are the four? All four of them are quoted in the Kapitel Tillim that the Chassidim say Friday afternoon, Mincha before Ashrei. It's a special parish of Hoidu, and it's Kiv Zayin, I think, in Tillim. And all of the psukim that we're going to quote now all are in that capital in Tillim. a little bit out of the order of the Tillim. Tosis talks about that, why we have a little bit different order. But anyway, Gemara says, Abod Tzrich Lahoidis, one of the four, Yardi Hayam, those that were traveling on the high seas. Holch Midbaris, those that are traveling through the Midbar, through the desert. Mishahi Chayil Misafi, a person who was sick, Chas Shalom, and now had Erfuah. Mishahi Chavish Beis Asurim, someone who was Nebuch in jail, the Yotza, and he came out of jail. So all four of them have to go and bench Bichas Agar. The Gemara says, what's the right? Yardi Yom, you know, how we know the Sif. Yardi Yom, on the ice, those that go down on the sea, in the ships, in the boats. Hey, Moro, Masi Hashem, they see the tremendous Masi Hashem, the Kodesh Baruch Hu can go and make the major tidal waves, and all the things that cause people to get seasick, etc. V'yim v'yamid Ruach Sa'ora, Yalo Shamayim, Yerdu Tzohoymois, and Ruach Sa'ora, these great winds, tidal winds, storm winds came, and it's like the heavens going up and down. V'yim v'yachogav v'yanu k'shikar, all the people on the boat feel as if they're shikr, they're all getting seasick. So they start calling out to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nebuch, in the difficult times that they're having there on that boat. Kodesh Baruch Hu goes and redeems them from that mitzuka, from that terrible event. Kodesh Baruch Hu causes that sa'ara, that major tidal wind and storm wind with moments, you now should quiet down, like Vayida Maharan, now it's quiet, silent. Now there's a tremendous simcha aboard the boat, Kishtoika Bukhshem, everything is now quieted down. And they say, Yod Lashem Chas, and the Yodam, they go and thank the Kodesh Baruch. So that's the case of the Yordei Hayam. The whole Chemin Boris Minon Gachsev, right in the same capital, Tov Vamidbar Bishiman Dorach Ir Moshe Vloy Matzal, they are now Toya, they are wandering aimlessly in the Midbar, and Bishiman in a place of major destruction, from Lashon Shemama, Derech Ir Moshe Vloy Matzal, they didn't find any Moshevus, nobody lives there in the Midbar, it's totally barren. Beitak L'Hashem, they called out to Hashem, Beyadrichem, Derech Hishor, Baruch Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu, let them find the ways and the way to get out of the Midbar, and then Yod L'Hashem Chas, and they thank Hashem. Oh, so those are the Holch Midbaris. Misha Chol Menisrapi, how do I know? Shtichzib, Avilim Ederech Bisham, Hom Yavaseinim Yis'anu, Avilim are those that are fools, imbeciles, Miderech Bisham, Hom Yavaseinim, because Nebuch of their Pshom, because of their Chatoim and their Avoinois, Yis'anu, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives them pain, Loshem Inui, Kodesh Baruch Hu pains them, Kol Oichel Tesayv Nafshem, it gets to the point that any type of food their nefesh rejects and finds repulsive, they can't eat. V'yizak L'Hashem B'tzalim, so they call out to Hashem, give us a refuah. Yishlach dvorav yirpoim, Kodesh Baruch Hu sends His word, and they have a refuah, Baruch Hashem. Oh, so they have the refuah. Yer L'Hashem Chas, they thank Hashem. And the fourth one is Mishia Yechavish B'Beis V'Surim, a person that was Nebuch in jail, Minom D'Chsev, Yosh V'Choshev Hatzoma, V'Tzomavis, Nebuch, a person was sitting there in jail where it's all dark, Kihimru Imrekel, because they rebelled against Hashem. For Oyim V'Yachna B'Om Alibim, Kodesh Baruch Hu causes their leiv now to become subjugated, in other words, to become full of Hachna'a. For Oyim V'Yizak L'Hashem V'Tzalem, they call out to Hashem, Oy, 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 Oy. For Oyim V'Yitzim V'Choshev Chatzomavis, Oymer Yod L'Shem Chasle. Ah, so you have a raya of all these four. It's a very famous mnemonic or shetavis of the Vilna Goyim. When the Vilna Goyim says each one of these people came out l'chaim, they Baruch Hashem, they were in a situation of possible death chulila, and they all came out l'chaim, and that's the Rosh Hashanah. The first Rosh Hashanah, the Ches, stands for Choylem and Esapre. The Yod stands for Yordei Hayam. The next Yod stands for the Yotzei Mibeis Yisurim, and the Mem stands for the Holchei Midbarais. So you have the Chaim, the Chola, the Yerdei Hayam, the Yotzei Mibeis Yisurim, and the person who went in the Midbar, they all came out the Chaim from that situation. They have to make a bracha. My Mavarach, what bracha do they make? Amr Yehuda, Baruch Gimel Chasudim Toivim. And if you look at the Aleph, the Vilna Gaon, he goes and gives our bracha, Baruch Lechayam Toivish Gemalani called Toiv. So that's the nusach, the bracha that we have today. Abaya, what's up there?
Kol Chayim Yiduchas.
What about Kol Chayim Yiduchas?
Isn't that what he's talking about? That's why he calls it.
Oh, very good. That's the so Dr. Goldfarb continues this the same part. Thank you. Before, it's not only Chayim, it's the Kol Chayim Yiduchas. All people that went through a difficult, life-threatening situation, they came out Lechayim Yiduchas. They should go and thank you. Shkoyach, and now I thank you. Dr. Goldfarb, all of our Chaim, you've given chiyus to the shir and to the vort of the Goyim. A great yishkoyah. Abai Omer, Tzorchle, do ye kam yasar. When you say Berchas HaGoyim, you don't say it privately, you have to do it in front of a minion. Tchsev Yivarei Mu, Bekalom. Again, that same kapitla we were talking about before. When you say Yod Lashem Chasrei, Riftois of Neodom, you have to be Meroimim, that name of Hashem, Bekalom, in a kohol. And a kohol by definition always means 10 people, so there got to be 10. You should make sure that of the 10, two of them should be Tamid Chom Shinema. The same pasuk says, for Muga Kalom, for Moshe Zakenim, Yahalu, where there are Zakenim. Zakenim, of course, the minimum is Shtayim. Yahalu should be Mahal Hashem, so it should be two Zakin Hizeshakan Chachmar, two Tamid Chom. Maskar Ravashi, Vihima Kul Rabbanan. Maybe you should learn the pasuk together, Vihreb Muga Kalom, Moshe's Kenya Alu, that all of the Kalom all have to be Zakenim, so you have to have all 10 be Rabbanim. Since you want to be Ksib, Kal is Zakenim. The Kalom Ksib. Since it's the Kalom, it means any Amcha Yidin are part of the Kal. And then the Pasuk says, Zakenim Alu, at least two have got to be Zakenim. Faitim of Aima, Beasara, Shar Amma, and Utre Rabbanim. Maybe you have to have 12 altogether. 10 Tak of the Kalom. And then you have to have the Kenim Yalu, another two. So you have to have 12 with the more kasha. It's a good point, but Lamai says it's only 10, 8 plus the two. Rav Yehuda Cholash, Rav Yehuda was weak, the Itbach, and Baruch Hashem, he had Rafua. All the Gabei Rav Chana Begadato, the Rabban. Whenever you see Rav Chana Begadato, there are always two Rashis about that. Our Rashi over here says Begadato means that he came from Baghdad, but Rashi in Yevamos and other places says that he was a Baal Agoda, and therefore the Begadato doesn't just mean he came from Baghdad, Gzuntai, but it also means he was very well versed in Agadata. He was a Maggid. Yeah, okay, well, at least he knew a lot of Agadata, so the Agadata means he was Baki in Agadata. Anyway, so what happened? So these two great people came, or the Chonabar Kartov Rabbanan, and a bunch of Rabbanan came to visit Rav Yehuda, who Baruch Hashem was on the way, he had a Baruch Hashem Refuah. It's Amri Leis, and when they saw that Baruch Hashem had a Refuah, they made the bracha, Baruch Rachman, and we thank Hashem, the Yahavach Nilan, that he gave you to us, for the Yahavach Afra, and Nebchas Hashem give you to the offer. In other words, the Baruch Hashem, that you've had a Refuah, and that you haven't never required the Chevra Kaddisha to come and visit. Omlu, so when Rabbi Yehuda heard that, he said, Batrasin, Yodi Yossi Midoiduye. Now I no longer have to make the bracha of Brichas HaGoymel, because you made the Brichas HaGoymel on my behalf. Now it's true that the language, the text of it is not exactly the same, but you remember we had earlier on Amasech the Gabi Binyamin, the Roya, that he also made a bracha for benching Baruch Achmona, the Havalon Pass. I thank you, Hashem, for giving me pass. And the Gemara said, at least according to one man, the Yomad, that was enough. He didn't have to say benching. He was already yoitza, the first bracha. So here too, the Gemara is saying, he's also yoitza the Berachas HaGoyimah, because they said it wasn't exactly the Berachas HaGoyimah, but it's thanking Hashem that, Baruch Hashem, that Rav Yehuda had a refuah. But you do the apesara, and you have to have 10 people, and he only had over here of Chan Begadatov Rabban. So it's more, it doesn't say how many Rabbanan. Could be that there were 9 Rabbanan, could be there were more. So there were at least 10 people present when the bracha was made. But he didn't say anything. He was just, smiling. So the Gemara left out one key fact, and that is that after they said Baruch Rachmana, he said at the end, Amen. So therefore, that was the Kaloina Omein, is that the Shemei Kaloina, and therefore he was Yoitz of the Brach.
It's more kind of, even if not, you don't say Omein.
Sorry, Nahum?
If you don't say Omein, you get Shemei Kaloina and you Yoitz of the Brach.
How do we know that he was Shemei Kaloina, that he wanted to be to be Yoitz?
Okay.
So by the fact that he said Omein, so I see that he wanted to be Yoitz. Amr of Yudish, Loish, and Srikh, and Shimur. Three sets of individuals require special Shemira, the Elohim, Choyla, Chosin, Vekala. That's why Chosin, Vekala, you always have Shemira. Some say from the day of the Ofruf, and some say the day of the Chasana, but also through the Shivas Yimei Mishnah. Shivas Yimei Mishnah is not a problem because the Chosin and Kali usually go together, so each one gives Shemira for the other, but before the Chasana, you have to also have Shemira. What's the reason why the Choyle, Chosin and Kali have to have Shemira? So Rashi says for two different reasons. The Choyle is because the person is in a weakened state, so Hura Mazole. See Rashi, 8 lines from the bottom. Hura Mazole, his Mazel now is Shvach. Lafichach, Hashindal in the scar by Chas V'Shalom, all the bad demons can Chas V'Shalom can start up with him because the normal mazel that a person has is now in a weakened state. It's like his spiritual immunization now is weak. So Chas V'Shalom, any germs, any bad evil demons can get in. Chen Chaya, as we'll see in the Gemara in another moment, the same thing applies to a Chaya, a woman that's in childbirth. Ulta Isha Shiolda, Ulta is in a weakened state. Mechain Ovel, same thing applies to Chasha Shomtan Ovel, Ulta is weakened spiritually. Chasa Bekala says Rashi, between the Chacham, Mikin also Mizgara Behem. Ah, so therefore the evil demons, they start up with someone who has a weak mazel. That's the case of the Choylu or the Chay or the Ovel. And he also starts with the Chasan Kala, because the Chasan Kala, he has a kinna. Oh, Baruch Hashem, everything is going so well for the Chasan Kala, and therefore he wants to cause tzuris. That's why you have to have special shmir. So getting back to the Gemara, Amr Yudah, Shloshet Tzichah Shimr, Eil Hain, Choyla Chasan Kala, Masisa Tonet, Masisa Braisa added on, Choyla, like we had, Fulta Chaya, Chasan Kala, V'yeshomim Af Ovel. V'yeshomim Af Tamid Chomim Balayla, Tamid Chomim, when he goes Balayla, he should also make sure not to go by himself, he should always have Shmira, because all of these people, either because they're weakened, or because of the fact that there's kinna from the evil demons, and therefore they should always have Shmira. Have a wonderful day, I give him Chodesh, all the best.